Have you ever felt like your team is held back by a few people who just can't seem to show up? You're putting in the work, doing everything you can to keep things running smoothly, but there are always a couple of folks who just aren't pulling their weight on attendance. Today, we're here to face that challenge head on, because building a culture of accountability isn't just about enforcing rules, it's about inspiring everyone to show up, give their best, and take pride in the work they do. Hello. Welcome to Don't HR Alone, presented by People Processes. I'm your host, Rami Alijil, and I'm here to help you navigate the complex world of HR with straightforward advice and actionable steps. In each episode, we break down challenges that business owners and HR professionals face every day so you can handle them with confidence. Today, we're diving into a topic that impacts productivity, morale, and team cohesion, holding workers accountable for attendance. When it comes to creating accountability, setting expectations isn't just a formality. It's really, really important. It's your statement of values. If we want a workplace where people take ownership, we've got to be crystal clear about what's expected of them. A strong attendance policy isn't just about tracking who's in or out. It's a rallying cry, a commitment to respect each other's time, to show up and make a difference. So be bold. Make that attendance policy visible, accessible, and part of your daily conversations. Reinforce it, especially with new hires. Show them that their role on the team is vital and that being present is the foundation of what it means to be part of something bigger. Accountability starts here. Clear, no-nonsense expectations. That is the easy part. A pro tip is to use direct, unambiguous language for your policies. For instance, you're expected to work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. If you're running late, let your supervisor know before the shift starts, period. Simple, strong, and no room for misunderstandings. The second part is the flip of that, getting to the root of the problem. Attendance issues are sometimes the tip of the iceberg. Behind every late start, every absence, there could be personal battles or challenges. And as leaders, it's our duty not just to hold people accountable, but to understand what's holding them back. Sometimes all it takes is a conversation to find out something bigger is going on. If we can lift a hand, offer support, or help them find a solution, we should do it. Make no mistake, accountability does not mean overlooking issues. It means facing them head on. Sometimes a flexible work arrangement or referral to an EAP, Employee Assistance Program, is exactly what's needed to empower someone to show up at their best. And when we show our teams we're here to help them succeed, we inspire them to meet us halfway. Let's use an example. Imagine an employee has been consistently late due to family obligations. Start the conversation with, "I've noticed you've had a few late starts in the last month. Let's figure out if there's something going on that I can help with." This approach shows strength in empathy, accountability. "I've noticed we have a problem," with heart. "What's going on that I can help with?" State the policy, identify the problems when they happen, and approach with empathy. Accountability is about action. It's about follow through. It's one thing to have a policy, but if we don't follow through consistently, those words mean nothing. Keeping records of absences, tracking patterns, and addressing issues as they come out, that's how we build a culture of trust and respect. When we follow a structured approach, starting with a verbal reminder, moving to a written warning if needed, we're showing our team that we mean business. But we're also showing them that we're fair. Every single person on your team deserves a leader who holds everyone to the same standards, who has the courage to follow through, and that's the kind of team they'll be proud to be part of. Here's a conversation around consistent follow-through and how it might look. "Jack, employee name, I've noticed this is your second late start this month. Let's address this together. I want to understand what's happening so we can get things back on track." Okay? Firm, fair, showing the employer you're committed to the standards that make your team strong, and looking for explanations. Now, what happens when you notice these things, you provide expectations, you notice them, you take action, and they reply with a pretty dang good reason why they're late or they're consistently absent? Sometimes challenges with attendance go beyond, "I'm just lazy and I don't show up on time." If an employee struggles stem from a true disability, it's our responsibility to explore reasonable accommodations. Supporting our team members isn't just the right things to do, it's what's legally required in most cases. A leader who takes the time to understand and accommodate their team needs consistently is going to be one who builds loyalty and accountability and less likely to be in a situation where you wind up in a disability accommodation struggle that's really complicated. If someone's health makes it tough to start early, a modified start time may be all they need to stay engaged and committed. And even though it's important for people to be there, by examining the issue and coming up with that solution, you're at least documenting and making it clear what's going on. You're still holding people accountable, but you're responding in a way that is reasonable. This balance of strength and support brings out the best in people. Let's think about an employee who isn't falling under disability, but just needs extra time in the morning, maybe due to family obligations. They're supposed to be here at 8:30 or 7:30, and school starts at 7:30, and it's just never going to happen on time, something like that. Adjusting their start time might make all the difference in the world to this person. And it's it's not what your policy states, right? You've said everybody needs to be here at 8. You believe everybody should be here at the same time. But this person, for their life, needs to start 30 minutes later. This is where you as a company have to decide where you're going to put the line in. If someone who can't start with everybody else just costs too much and is not something you can support, make it clear from the beginning and let that person go. You have to be here on time. Miss 3, you're out the door. Okay? But if you're a workforce that can respond with flexibility, you are going to retain and attract more people. And some of them are going to be superstars. It's not just enforcing the rule to enforce the rule. It's writing your rule and examining exceptions and then managing what the result is that you can provide. I personally, in my business, it's okay. We can have some people start a little bit later when a true family need exists, okay? And that lets me keep some people who maybe couldn't work at other places. So it's totally worth it as an organization. Shows we care and allows me to attract talent I couldn't otherwise do so. My competitors won't be able to. On the other hand, it can get out of hand, right? It can get out of hand. No, you have to be here on time. You don't have a good reason. You're just late. You're out the freaking door, right? We have to be accountable and put in place those key steps to manage them. True accountability comes from a culture of mutual respect and support. When our employees know that we have their backs, they're more likely to rise to the occasion. But we know they have to meet our expectations. Create a workplace where people feel valued and supported, and we empower them to bring their best every day. Offer resources for stress management, promote that healthy work-life balance, and open up lines of communication so you hear back from them as you put these in place. Okay? So push that communication of expectations, and when people violate it, you have to take action. You cannot let someone violate that policy over and over and not take some formal action, whether that's warnings and dismissal on that side or taking some sort of reasonable accommodation strategy. But if you will actually act on it, you will wind up holding your employees accountable and having a great attendance. So that's the path to accountability. Set strong expectations, get the root of the problem, follow through consistently, and offer reasonable support. When you lead this way, you're going to build a team that doesn't just meet standards, they're going to exceed them. We have an attendance policy template you can download for free. It'll give you a place to start to set a strong foundation for accountability today. The link's in the description below. Go in, drop your email, we'll email it to you. Tons of other free templates and everything else in there too. This template's going to guide you in creating a clear, effective attendance policy that drives real results. And if you're dealing with unique challenges, I'm here to help. If you're a US-based business owner with 10 or more employees, book a free 30-minute consultation with me. Let's find solutions that will take your team to the next level. Thank you for joining me on Don't HR Alone. Subscribe for more insights on building a high-performance team, improving employee attendance, and making an impact through strong leadership. Got a question or a topic you want us to tackle? Please reach out on social media. Leave a comment. You don't have to handle these HR challenges alone. Let's tackle them together. Until next time, get out there, keep your people processes running smoothly, and get your work done. Have a great day.